AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls today a day of relief.
So parents of children ages 5 and older, please get them vaccinated.
Elementary school-age kids now getting coronavirus shots. The AP Sagar Magani has a story.
Life can start becoming good again.
For Brian Giglio, watching his 8-year-old son get his first shot was a relief. Carter Giglio has type 1 diabetes, putting him at risk for complications if he gets COVID. Carter's already anxious for his second shot.
So I can go do stuff I haven't been able to do before COVID.
Some 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible, and Dr. Jennifer Hsu in Georgia says the demand is high.
And our phones are ringing off the hook.
Unlike the chaos around the adult vaccine rollout nearly a year ago, the White House says this will be smooth. It's promising enough doses for all those kids in coming weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The GOP swept the three top statewide offices in Virginia, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general, and have a good chance of gaining control of the state assembly. In New Jersey, a Democrat is narrowly reelected governor.
It wasn't clear on election night who had won, with early votes putting Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli ahead of incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy. But now Murphy becomes the first Democratic governor in 44 years to win a second straight term. He campaigned on his progressive accomplishments, like a higher minimum wage and paid sick leave, telling supporters last night,
"Our mission has been simple, to build a state where every child, regardless of race or gender, creed or zip code, has the opportunity to live out their hopes and achieve their American dream."
The New Jersey win gives Democrats a silver lining after GOP businessman Glenn Youngkin's upset win in Virginia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. The Georgia judge in the case of three white men on trial for the Glenn County shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery says he can't change the outcome of jury selection, which resulted in just one black person on the panel.
The judge in the trial of three white men charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery in Glenn County, Georgia in February 2020 declined to override decisions in jury selection, which was completed Wednesday. Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley declined to override decisions that left just one black juror on the final 12-person panel, though he agreed with prosecutors that there appears to be intentional discrimination. Walmsley said he was limited because defense attorneys gave non-racial reasons for their decisions. Greg McMichael, his adult son Travis McMichael, and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are charged with murder and other crimes in the 25-year-old Arbery's death. The judge said the jury, along with four alternates, will be seated and sworn in Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.